Hi there, my name is Julien Stoecker. I'm a technical evangelist DevOps IT pro at Microsoft. And today I want to talk about how you can easily add your Azure subscription as an endpoint in Visual Studio Team Services. So yeah, basically, what I will do here, it's I have this Azure subscription right there, so named Azure Pass Julien. And basically, I want to use this subscription and consume or deploy, for example, Azure Resource Manager template or maybe a website, thanks to Visual Studio Team Services. So basically, what I'm going to do, it's create a new project. So just to be fresh, so project name, let's start. Can IT Pro Demo Channel 9. Okay, no description. I will use Git for. Okay, so here I'm creating a new project. So I'm starting from scratch. Perfect. So after a few seconds, we have our project created. Your project is created, and your team is going to absolutely love this. Yes. So I'm clicking on Navigate to Project. You will have. Like a landing page, say, hey, congratulations, you created your project. So I will close this panel and go on my setting right there. So hop, it's right there. Okay, on setting, it will open a new tab with all your parameters, your settings on this new project. But I will use the services tab here and say, okay, I want to create a new service endpoint and use Azure. Here. So here we can see we have three modes, three different ways to add a new Azure connection, and we will use credential and we need some information. So first of all, the connection name, just for information, a subscription ID, subscription name, a username and a password. So if we go back here on my Azure subscription. So it's basically Azure subscription, like an MSDN or your production through an enterprise agreement. No matter about that. So if I'm going on my Active Directory or on settings here, we can see my subscription here with my ID and also a directory map to this subscription, Azure Pass Julien. So here I will take, I'm taking this subscription ID right there, copy this subscription ID, and I will paste here on my subscription ID field. Okay, so very basic. So here I am at directory, my Azure Active Directory bind to this subscription, so Azure Pass Julien. So I'm going on this Active Directory, I'm click on it, and if I'm going on user, I will have only two accounts here. I will add a new user in your organization, and I will, let's say, VSTS deployment demo, for example. I don't have any other choice, so I will take my AD subscription right there. Next, first name, VSTS deployment, VSTS deployment. Demo. Here we stay with the user role. Next, and he said, okay, you need to, we will create a temporary password. Fine, I click on create. After 1 second, you have a new password. So you basically your new user just created. So we have a new password, like a temporary password. So let's open, for example, a new browser with Chrome, for example, and I reconnect to my apps dot oh, sorry my apps dot microsoft.com. Indeed, this portal, it's basically like a self-service portal on Azure, but I will use this account, this new account here. So I will just remove the code here and here. Click on continue. We need the temporary password just created, so we copy it. I'm copy this password and past right there. Click on sign in. And here we need to update your password. So I passed here, sorry, I passed the current password. So it basically it's the same, is the temporary password, but we need to change it. So here we use a new password for this account and click on update password and sign in. And that's it. We just created a new account with your own password. And now, so I can say yes on this. Now we have this account here on my Azure Active Directory. So basically I can go back on, oops, sorry, here and say my username is this. Oh, nope, that's temporary password. My username is this login right there. So I'm copying this account and paste in this field. The password is my new password, just resetted. Subscription name, we said, is in the setting panel. So this field is not, I think you can write anything right there, but I prefer to choose the good one. And connection name, just for information. So I can say Azure Pass Demo. And that's it. Just click on OK. And it will update. It's updating, refreshing. And fine, we have our Azure Pass Demo endpoint just added, created by Julian Stoiker, that's me. And that's it. So you need to be aware here, VSTS doesn't double check if the password is good or if the subscription ID is good. When you click on save, it's saved, that's it. You will know during your deployment if you have a mistake on this section. So basically now we just created a new user in this Active Directory. This Active Directory, it's map or link in our Azure subscription. But this account doesn't have any rights in Azure subscription. It's just a simply user. So what I'm going to do is just to say, because it's a development, let's say it's a development environment, a development Azure subscription. To be simple and the easiest way is just to say and to delegate this account the full right on this subscription to deploy it any kind or any type of resources on it. So I will just copy this username and go on the settings section here on administrators panel and said, okay, I want to add a new co-administrator for this subscription. So I just passed this account. We have the double check said, okay, it's an account from this Active Directory, that's correct. And just tick this checkbox and say, I want to delegate the access of this account as a co-administrator on this subscription, right? That's it. If we don't do that, during your deployment will fail because, if I remember you, this account doesn't have any access. It's simply user. But now, through this step, this operation, this account is basically and simple the full admin. It has the full right on this subscription. So it's all set now. I can go back on my account here and yeah, let's say, for example, I want to create a new build or consume this Azure subscription and say, okay, we create a new build, an empty build, for example, just create basic one and said, okay, I want to add a new deploy or deploy something. Or for example, here, I want to deploy a new Azure group deployment and just click on add. I close this section. So we just basically add this step. And here on Azure subscription, if I click right there, I will have my Azure Pass demo just added. So yeah, that's a basic step. How you can simply add your Azure subscription as an endpoint in your Visual Studio Team services. Hope you enjoyed this video and see you next time. Bye-bye.